98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, July 5th. Our full weather forecast is on the way heading into this first weekend of July, holiday weekend. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly clear and 66 degrees here on this Friday morning. Wichita Hospital busy with fireworks injuries even before July 4th. Numbers from the burn unit at Via Christi show as of early yesterday afternoon, nearly 36 people were admitted or treated for fireworks-related injuries. 10 were treated for minor injuries in the emergency room, 18 more in outpatient care, and 7 people ended up in the intensive care unit. Independence Day was celebrated at Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Wichita. Residents gathered at the American Revolution Memorial for a ceremony. A bugler played the national anthem and taps, a Pledge of Allegiance recited, and the McConnell Air Force Base Honor Guard presented the colors. Soldiers were recognized for continuing the fight for our nation's independence. This past month, the Kansas City VA unveiled a Blue Star Memorial marker at its main campus, honoring all veterans.
The Blue Star became an icon during World War II and was seen on flags and banners in homes across America for sons and daughters serving overseas. The Blue Star Memorial is a project of National Garden Clubs. It's a bronze plaque that's a tribute to the men and women, past, present, and future, who have served in the armed forces. The program began with the New Jersey Council of Garden Clubs, planting 8,000 dogwood trees in 1944 as a living memorial to World War II veterans. The Blue Star marker in Kansas City was unveiled on the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Strategic Partnership Officer and Gold Star spouse Stephanie Truly Funson says bringing the Blue Star Memorial to Kansas City VA was a project of key importance to her. She wanted to ensure that the medical center could provide veterans, their family members, caregivers, and survivors with a memorial for all of those who have served, who are serving, and will serve in the future. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita father was sentenced for the murder of his daughter. 52-year-old Thomas Gatewood of Wichita sentenced to life in prison with eligibility for parole after more than 70 years. Back in March, Gatewood pled no contest to first-degree murder and other charges. Prosecutors said that 8-year-old Janetta Gatewood died after being found unresponsive in the family home on North Oliver on May 8th of last year. Following an investigation, police arrested the father a month later. A man's lewd actions on board a flight to New Hampshire caused pilots to make an emergency landing in Buffalo to have him arrested.
Neil McCarthy, who is from Oregon, is charged with indecent exposure after not only reportedly exposing himself on an American Eagle flight to Manchester, New Hampshire, but also allegedly urinating in the aisle. Officers said McCarthy told them he had several whiskey and colas before leaving Portland, Oregon, as well as during a layover in Chicago. McCarthy added that he did get up to go to the plane's bathroom, but blamed his actions on what he called a medical urination problem. He faced a judge this week and was released on his own recognizance. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
4 Palestinians killed in an Israeli military operation in the West Bank.
The Israeli Defense Forces say they conducted a counter-terror operation in the West Bank city of Jenin. We're told Israeli soldiers surrounded a building where militants had barricaded themselves in. The Palestinian Health Ministry confirmed the casualties. Jenin is a known militant stronghold and Israeli army operations there are common. The incident came a day after reports the Israeli government plans to build more than 5,000 new homes on land recognized internationally as Palestinian. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
President Biden celebrating Independence Day yesterday, and maybe we should have celebrated on July 2nd. Well, we'll find out why. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way as we head into the holiday weekend, the post-holiday weekend anyway. And we'll get our full weather forecast coming up and check in on that. Glad you're with us. We're off and running here on a Friday morning. KNSS News Time is 6:05. With Steve and Ted here on KNSS. President Biden hosted an Independence Day celebration in the nation's capital ahead of the annual fireworks display yesterday.
President Biden fired up for the 4th.
It's all about democracy. It's all about freedom. It's all about who we are. We're the United States of America, and nothing like it exists in the world. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy the fireworks. God love you all.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
And today, as we celebrate freedom, as we celebrate the promise of America, we also celebrate and express our gratitude to our service members, to our veterans, to our military families.
Earlier, the president hosted a barbecue for active duty military service members and their loved ones. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Americans celebrated Independence Day yesterday, just like one of our founding fathers predicted. Well, sort of.
248 years ago, John Adams, who later became the second U.S. president, predicted in a letter to his wife Abigail, Independence Day will be celebrated by future generations with shows and games and sports, bells and bonfires and illuminations. But he thought we'd be saying Happy 2nd of July, writing that will be the most memorable day in the history of America. It's when the Continental Congress approved the Declaration of Independence, severing ties with Britain. And while Thomas Jefferson's considered the author, the Declaration was created by a committee that Adams was on, and it had several drafts. The final wording was approved on the date on the document we celebrate, July 4th, 1776. So Adams was right and wrong. Dave Anthony, Fox News.
All right, well, there you go. 6:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And here on this Friday morning commute, we'll keep you updated on traffic conditions. Jad Chambers will help you out with that.
Looking at those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, not seeing a lot of traffic out there. It's pretty dead on the roadways. The traffic volume is just almost non-existent. They really don't see a whole lot of cars out there. And so, you know, if you're traveling out there right now, things are looking really good there on the Wichita roadways at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into the post-holiday weekend. Let's check in with KSN meteorologist Jack Maney.
Waking up to nice cool temperatures in the lower to middle 60s, we hit a high temperature in Wichita of 87 today with a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour and a partly cloudy sky. Going to keep things dry tonight with a temperature of 64 degrees, and tomorrow it'll start to get a little bit warmer, a little more humid again, and that'll lead us into another chance of some showers and thunderstorms, especially Saturday evening, and another overnight storm complex will be possible into Sunday. Some severe weather will be possible over this weekend. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest that is mostly clear and 66 degrees here on this Friday morning, day after Independence Day, here on Friday, July 5th, 6:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Glad you're with us here on this Friday morning. The Culture Ministry in Italy says archaeological excavations near the Vatican have uncovered the remains of an ancient garden overlooking the right bank of the Tiber River, likely owned, the garden anyway, was likely owned by Roman Emperor Caligula.
Oh, Caligula.
The discovery was made during construction work to create a pedestrian piazza linking Castel Sant'Angelo to St. Peter's Basilica and its Via della Conciliazione Boulevard, some of Rome's most visited tourist sites.
All right.
Hard to believe they haven't built something like that already.
Yeah.
In ancient times, the area housed prestigious imperial residences overlooking the Tiber with spectacular porticos, promenades, and gardens back in the day.
Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe Caligula's, maybe they uncovered Caligula's ancient garden in Rome.
Yeah.
Let's flash back 40 years. 1984. President Ronald Reagan was answering the age question. It's kind of, here we are doing the same thing 40 years later.
Right.
Reagan answering the age question with a clever joke that reset his campaign from a kind of a stumbling debate performance to a 49-state landslide in the second term. The wobbles came during his first debate with Democratic Vice President Walter Mondale. Then a couple of weeks later, the opponents returned to a debate stage, and Reagan, the oldest president in history until President Biden, Reagan got his moment. He said, "I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I'm not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience." Great line.
Yeah.
The 81-year-old Biden, of course, is hoping to bounce back after his not-so-great debate against 78-year-old Republican Donald Trump recently. The European Union is moving to sharply increase customs duties on electric vehicles that are made in China. This is just the latest flashpoint in a broader trade dispute over Chinese government subsidies and burgeoning exports of green technology to the 27-nation bloc. European Commission says unfair government subsidies for electric vehicles imported from China threaten European carmakers and European jobs. The higher duties won't actually be collected for another 4 months, so given the two sides time to talk, potentially resolve the dispute. Remember back in the day when we always were claiming that Airbus was an unfair outfit.
Right,
because
right,
they were getting all these subsidies from all these European nations, and Boeing had to go at it on its own.
Yeah.
And there's a big bone of contention there when some of those contracts were handed out. But it seems like that's all kind of gone away.
Yeah.
Especially since Airbus does business all over the world. And,
right.
And everybody gives everybody subsidies now, I think.
Yeah, that is exactly
pretty
right.
Much.
Well, that and, you know, Airbus did business here with, mm-hmm. you know, Spirit and
yep.
their own thing going. So it was a little less sore when all of a sudden some of our people were working for Airbus.
Yep.
So, like, who cares?
The Swifties are about to take over the German city, formerly known as Gelsenkirchen, where American superstar Taylor Swift is going to give 3 Eras Tour concerts later this month.
What, do they change the name to Swistenhofen?
German agency reports in honor of the city. The city has renamed itself Swiftkirchen.
Swiftkirchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least temporarily.
Oh, yeah.
To welcome the tens of thousands of fans expected to show up for her shows coming up on July 17, 18, 19.
Yes, with nearby Kelseyburg.
Mm-hmm. I knew a yellow city sign with a new name unveiled for... by a Swift fan who suggested the name change to the mayor a few weeks ago and started a petition, and they got it done.
All right.
So for the next couple of weeks, Gelsenkirchen is now Swiftkirchen.
Fantastic.
They're in Germany. Flowers have always been linked with Ukraine's culture, but since the Russian invasion a couple of years ago, significance has grown. Blooms and specifically sunflowers have become a symbol of both resistance and hope for the war-torn country of Ukraine. Ukrainians take every chance they can to fill Kyiv and other cities with flowers from the country's big rural heartland. Flowers are depicted on Ukrainian banknotes, textile patterns, and murals. Across the country, young men on dates and soldiers, sometimes missing a limb, carry bouquets on their return home. President Volodymyr Zelensky famously brought a bouquet on a hospital visit a couple of years ago to a teenage girl injured while fleeing advancing Russian forces outside the capital, Kyiv. Sunflowers. Very symbolic of Ukraine and its continued fight against Russia now. That's been going on for more than 2 years. We're coming up on 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We'll start out with minor league baseball. The Wichita Wind Surge on the road on Independence Day, taking on the Tulsa Drillers yesterday, but they didn't get the game finished. It was tied 1-1 after 5 innings when it just started pouring. So rain delay, and they had to even suspend the game. Couldn't finish it. Wichita's only run, a solo home run from Carson McCusker, who has now had an 11-game on-base streak. He's got a 360 on-base percentage this season. All right, so they'll resume that suspended game at 4:30 this afternoon in Tulsa, and then the regularly scheduled game after that. So we'll have 2 results from Wichita baseball on the road at Tulsa today. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals played a long, high-scoring game on Independence Day. Well, they made people wait for the fireworks, didn't they?
On a
3.5-hour game on Independence Day night, and they didn't get a win either.
Oh, man.
The Royals lose 10-8. And you heard that game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals dropped 2 out of 3 in the series against the Rays to end a 10-game homestand. Now the Royals hit the road for a week prior to the All-Star break. First stop, Denver, where the Royals will take on the last-place Colorado Rockies tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon. All those games are on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals making only their second visit to Denver in the last decade.
Hey, real quick, did they mention attendance at that game?
Royals?
Yeah.
I usually write it down, and I didn't. I'm sure with fireworks, well, I'm sure it was big attendance.
Well, yeah, it's July 4th. I remember in 2015, I saw the July 4th game at Kauffman. It was the last time I've been there, and it was as full as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, when you get a fireworks night,
yeah.
That's what you're going to have. All right. So I'm sure they had at least 23,000 there last night, if not more. So we'll take a look at that. In fact, let's take a look at, of course, July 4th means you got the hot dog eating contest going in Nathan's.
Chicago resident Patrick Bertoletti became the new champ by downing 58 hot dogs in 10 minutes. The 39-year-old Bertoletti outlasted 13 other competitors at Coney Island. Longtime champ Joey Chestnut did not take part after signing with a competing sponsor. Chestnut had won 16 of the last 17 Nathan's competitions. Florida's Mickey Sudo claimed her 10th women's crown. The dental hygiene student broke the women's world record with 51 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's an improvement from 39 and a half hot dogs last year. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
All right, there you go. The next hour, we'll check in with the guy you usually associate with that event, Joey Chestnut.
All right.
Of course, he broke ties with Nathan's and did his own deal yesterday. So we'll talk about that in the 7 o'clock hour in sport.
Carving his own path in the world of professional gluttony.
Yes. Yeah, there were 28,000 plus at the Royals game last night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they had a big crowd. Had to sit through that long game before they got to their fireworks. All right, some other big league action. How about the let's go with the Minnesota Twins. The Minnesota Twins win at home yesterday. That game only took 7 innings before rain stopped that one. They beat the Detroit Tigers 12-3. The Twins have won 6 of their last 7 series. Playing some good baseball. In fact, they have a 2-game lead over the Royals for a wild card spot in the American League right now. Batting cleanup for the Twins, first baseman, the former Wichita Wind Surge star, Jose Miranda. 5 for 5. On the day with 4 runs scored, drove in 3 doubles. In the last 2 weeks, he's batting .372, and that was only a 7-inning game. Maybe he would have gotten to the plate again and gone 6 for 6. Also in that game for the Twins, second baseman, rookie, former Wind Surge player, Brooks Lee, was on base twice, drove in a run. He's got a .500 on base percentage since he got called up from the minors. And finishing it out of the bullpen for the Twins, another Wind Surge player, Cole Sands, worked a scoreless 7th inning with 3 strikeouts. The Twins are playing some good baseball right now, and a lot of former Wind Surge guys are helping them out. Let's get a minor league update on former Shocker Luke Ritter. He's in AAA with the New York Mets, batting cleanup yesterday, 2 for 5 at the plate. 2 runs scored, drove in 2, including his 18th home run of the season and his first triple of the season. In fact, Ritter is one of the top 4 players in the International League with those 18 home runs this season. Former Shocker Luke Ritter with a big Independence Day in AAA there with the New York Mets. Happy birthday today to a former Wichita Arrows first baseman, Rick Lancelotti. He's 68 years old today. Interesting player. He hit 326 home runs in the minor leagues and Japan, but he only hit 2 home runs in the major leagues.
Wow.
He was just one of these guys that was a perennial minor league all-star, but he just never kind of got the chance in the big leagues. He led 4 different leagues in home runs, played for the Wichita Arrows in 1983. Great minor league legend, but couldn't put it together at the big league level.
Kind of a Crash Davis sort of path.
I think he was partly based on Rick Lancelotti. Yeah. Rick Lancelotti, it's his birthday, the former Arrows slugger. He is 68 years old today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. 6:23 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Got traffic and weather coming your way. And how do you get in those 10,000 steps every day? How do you get moving? Talk about that with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's coming up next. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:33. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, July 5th. Currently in Wichita, mostly sunny, 64 degrees. Thousands of people lined all the land around Riverfront Stadium, downtown Wichita last night for Red, White, and Boom, the big fireworks show, co-sponsored by KNSS and Odyssey Radio. Everyone eagerly awaited for that 9:40 p.m. fireworks deadline for the big spectacular. Some folks were there for the first time. Others make it a yearly tradition. Victory Pyrotechnics and Special Effects was the outfit trying to get the fireworks show ready and that everyone enjoyed last night. Red, White, and Boom. Police and firefighters yesterday on Independence Day teaming up to make sure fireworks rules were being followed in the city of Wichita, looking for anyone shooting fireworks after midnight. And fines for that start at $1,000. Meanwhile, Wichita Battalion Chief Jose Ocades says to make sure your spent fireworks, make sure to properly dispose of those.
And do not place inside of a dumpster near your house or inside of your house. And wait it to cool off to the next morning to properly dispose of all your spent fireworks.
Of course, fireworks legal to shoot in the city limits through the end of today, through midnight. Anyone with complaints, you don't call 911 with fireworks complaints. You use the non-emergency number that is 290-1011. Be sure to keep the emergency lines open for real emergencies. And that complaints line is staffed between 6 o'clock this evening, and it finishes up at 3 in the morning tomorrow. President Biden looking to rally support for his reelection bid. He's facing some calls to drop out.
The president's events will be highly scrutinized as reports swirl that the next few days will be crucial in determining whether he can salvage his campaign, a headline the Biden campaign denies. The president's page on X featuring a lighthearted moment from July 4th festivities with a post of him watching the fireworks with the First Lady and a caption that says, "Nothing beats this view." He, at least publicly, intends to have that view again next year, saying this to the crowd that attended the celebration at the White House.
I'm not going anywhere. All right.
Vice President Kamala Harris joined the president to watch the fireworks. The past few years, she's visited local fire stations in California for the holiday.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera with that report. Residents across the Wichita area gathered to celebrate the 4th of July with parades yesterday in Hayesville. People lining the streets on Grand Avenue yesterday morning. Part of the parade, an all-women Jeep club rolled through. Group members say the women are fierce, spirited, and encouraging. They do a lot of events showcasing what they love. Hayesville then had a concert last evening at Riggs Park and fireworks to finish it up. Wichita's Crown Heights neighborhood on the east side of town had a parade, drew hundreds of participants and spectators, celebrating its 44th year. It started as a small procession with a few decorated bicycles, and now there's floats and cars and pets. 30 different awards given during the parade, including the most historical and cutest pet, among others. And Garden Plain also hosted a sizable parade on Independence Day yesterday. Amazon is pulling the plug on a line of robots.
Amazon's Astro was billed as a home security system and personal assistant on wheels, a small dog-like robot with a control screen and cameras that could recognize people. But now the tech and retail giant announces that the Astro for Business model, designed to work in commercial and office spaces, is now coming to an end. Come September, all Astro for Business units will cease to operate. Amazon will refund customers the purchase price and offer a $300 Amazon credit. Amazon will also send a shipping label for customers to send the robot back to them. Evan Brown, Fox News.
A Jeep crashed into a home in Arkansas City on Wednesday night. Luckily, a person inside escaped injury. It was in the 200 block of West Kansas Avenue. A woman says her daughter was the only one home when the crash happened. The daughter was by the front door, but she was not hurt. Now the house has been boarded up, and the residents are waiting for the insurance company to arrive. Well, you know, there is a new tool to fight illegal fireworks.
It's called Nail 'em, and it's meant to snuff out illegal fireworks. The app uses a GPS feature and gives users a way to upload photos and videos, allowing them to report the possession, sale, and or use of illegal fireworks, which officials warn pose serious safety risks. According to the Apple App Store, reports will be automatically generated to local law enforcement or fire personnel. A consumer Consumer Product Safety Commission report says 9,700 fireworks-related injuries were treated in U.S. hospitals last year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Hey, if your furry friend freaked out during the fireworks and took off, well, here's some ideas on how to get them home.
The Humane Society says start with a neighborhood search and tell everyone you meet you're searching for a lost dog or cat. You're also going to want to hang large lost pet posters. Call your local animal shelter and ask them to keep an eye out. And there are loads of websites dedicated to lost and found pets, like PetFBI.org, FidoFinder.com, and you can try Nextdoor.com and ask your neighbors. But the Humane Society also warns, beware of scams. If a stranger claims to have found your pet, ask them to send you a photo. And be wary of anyone who asks for money before they return your animal. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It's 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Let's check in with KSN meteorologist Jack Maney.
Waking up to nice, cool temperatures in the lower to middle 60s, we hit a high temperature in Wichita of 87 today with a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour and a partly cloudy sky. Going to keep things dry tonight with a temperature of 64 degrees, and tomorrow it'll start to get a little bit warmer, a little more humid again, and that'll lead us into another chance of some showers and thunderstorms, especially Saturday evening, and another overnight storm complex will be possible into Sunday. Some severe weather will be possible over this weekend. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Currently in Wichita, we have a mostly sunny sky, and it is 64 degrees here on this Friday morning, July 5th. 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and that means it's time to check in and get our great information that we do every weekday morning on the Commodities Update. Here he is, Tom Leffler from Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, good morning, Ted and Jad. The live cattle and the feeder cattle enjoyed Wednesday another session of positive trading and positive closes. Now, the August live cattle had a three-session high, while we saw the August feeder cattle with its highest trade since May 29th. Surprisingly, the feeder cattle futures had very good trading volume on a day before the 4th of July. Now, after the close on Wednesday, the CDC confirmed a fourth U.S. case of human bird flu taking place, this one in Colorado. Now, lean hog futures continue to struggle as they again traded and closed two-sided Wednesday. On the close Wednesday, August live cattle were 82 cents higher at 185.92, August feeders 227 higher at 263.37, with August lean hogs up a nickel at 89.82. Well, an unknown destination bought 110,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans Wednesday. The soybeans closed positive with help from a third straight session of large gains in the soy oil. Now, the wheat and the corn futures closed on the negative side, and all of our ag markets will reopen this morning at 8:30. On the close back on Wednesday, September Kansas City wheat was down 8 3/4 at 583.5. December corn closed down 1 3/4 at 419.5, with November soybeans 8.5 cents higher at 1121.5. Now, this morning we have the August crude oil trading 7 cents lower at $83.81. August gold's up $1.20 at $2,370.60. September S&P down 0.5 point at 55.89 3/4. September dollar index 38 cents lower at 104.69. And September Dow Jones futures 23 points lower at 39,613. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, how did Independence Day festivities go yesterday?
Oh, we had a fantastic time. We had a lot of people here. We had some great food. The weather was as nice as you could ask for a 4th of July.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, when you think of 4th of July, you know, you're like, oh, it might be 108 degrees. But boy, pretty nice yesterday.
Yeah, matter of fact, I was a little concerned there, you know, in the morning whether or not that it was going to be really a nice day to go swimming because it was kind of cool and overcast. But I think it got a little warmer than what they predicted.
Yeah, got a little warm and steamy, so that was good enough. Any food left over from the big feast last night?
Oh, yeah. Oh. But the one thing that I never have much left over, when they got into that brisket, they just about ate every dang piece of it, and they just left me a little bit of that. But there's a lot of other food that got left over.
Barely a morsel of that good brisket left. All right, man. I'll let you go and hit your leftovers for the weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you.
That is the Commodities Update. Always great information with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It is 6:43 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Retirement planning with an age gap. We'll find out more from the Money Tracker with Don Grant. He'll be coming up shortly with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Be sure to keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant, and that is coming up very shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The fireworks complaint hotline remains open through 3 in the morning tomorrow.
Two.
A Wichita father sentenced to life in prison for the murder of his 8-year-old daughter.
One.
Dozens of people show up at Wichita hospitals with fireworks injuries. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras and trying to find some traffic, and it's a little easier now. The volumes are picking up a bit, but still wouldn't call it normal or heavy. Pretty thin traffic volume still out there, so not a lot of folks out on the highways, not really seeing anything slowing down. Just remember, we do have some lane restrictions on Kellogg right now, northbound on I-135. Again, northbound on I-135 north of Kellogg. It's got some lane restrictions. That appears to be the heaviest traffic right now. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast heading into this post-holiday weekend. Looking for a high today of 87 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. Overnight low tonight down to 64. And looking ahead for the weekend, warmer and humid on a sunny Saturday, high tomorrow 89. And then on Sunday, there's a 50-50 chance for thunderstorms and a high of 82. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly sunny, 64 degrees. Here on this Friday morning, on our way to a high of 87 at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's remind everyone how the stock market fared before closing up before the holiday this week.
Stocks finishing mixed on a shortened trading session with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record closes after some weak reports on the economy kept the door open for possible interest rate cuts later this year. Mega cap tech stocks were among the gainers with Apple, Microsoft, and Google hitting all-time highs. Private sector employment cooled unexpectedly in June with job creation slowing for a third straight month. The Dow winners, Salesforce, McDonald's, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Merck, and United Health Group. The Dow falling 24 points, the NASDAQ up 160 for its 23rd record close of the year, S&P 500 higher by 28 for its 33rd record close of the year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, retirement planning with an age gap. Let's find out more from the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Don.
Good morning. If your spouse is much younger than you, you've probably heard all of those Robin the Cradle jokes. Well, the hardest one may be to make the she wasn't even born when you graduated from high school. That's a tough one. May-December relationships are quite common, and planning for retirement requires extra steps. Social Security is one challenge. When should you trigger those benefits? Several strategies can help a couple maximize benefits. Often, the higher earner should wait at least until their full retirement age, that's FRA, so that the lower earning spouse can collect half of that higher benefit. If the younger spouse retires early to enjoy retirement with the older spouse, they would be penalized taking benefits early. They may be better off waiting till the older spouse is 70 so that the full benefit can be realized. As we age, we tone down the risk in our investment portfolio. In most cases, the younger spouse will need access to that portfolio after the older is gone. It's extremely important to build investments around a risk profile that considers both spouses, not just one. Another challenge is Medicare. The older will collect many years before the younger. It may be necessary for the younger to continue working primarily for those healthcare benefits. and you may benefit from not taking Medicare benefits, remaining on that working spouse's plan. When the older spouse retires, it may be many years before the younger leaves the workforce. The retired spouse will have a lot of time on their hands without a spouse to enjoy it with. It's important to create a lifestyle that creates the retired spouse occupied. You got to stay occupied. Retirees suffer from depression at a greater rate than their employed brethren, perhaps because they lose the structure and the socialization that often comes with working. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. Of course, that is Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. So we'll chat with Don again on Monday, 6:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning after Independence Day. People in my neighborhood, I think, pretty much behaved. There was a ton of fireworks being shot off, but I did not hear much after midnight. So I think most people kind of got it done before the midnight hour.
It's generally pretty hard to disbehave in my neighborhood because the fireworks are not allowed in in the apartment complex where I live, as is most apartment complexes. Sometimes there's some neighbors on the other side of the parking lot fence that get some fireworks going, but it didn't really appear to be a thing this year, so just didn't hear that many.
And a little note, it was 70 years ago on this day, Elvis Presley began his first ever recording session for Sun Records.
Ah.
The result was his first single, That's All Right.
That's All Right.
That's All Right, Mama. And on the backside was Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Elvis getting going with his recording career 70 years ago on this day, on the day after Independence Day. Sun Records right there in Memphis. All right, it is 6:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We've got news, business, weather, traffic, and sports. We'll get you all you need to know heading into this post-holiday weekend as the 7 o'clock hour is coming up. KNSS News Time, 6:55.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.